From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. For Black Americans, what matters more, race or class? In a new Pew Research Center study, more than half of all Blacks believe individual choices determine who gets ahead in life, not racism. Many surveyed think class trumps race in shaping an individual's values. And nearly half of those African Americans surveyed said that Blacks shouldn't even be thought of as belonging to a single race anymore. To help me sort through the new research, we've got NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams. Juan, welcome.
Oh, it's always good to be with you, Farai.
So, Juan, these results, particularly the idea that African Americans don't fit under one umbrella, are causing a lot of waves. Why do you think the reaction has been so strong?
Because identity is really at the center of the conversation, Farai. And for the longest time, race is less a biological fact than a matter of identity. And especially, I think, after the great civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, there was a great deal of unity in the idea of Black pride and Black solidarity, and it has frayed, and there's been a reluctance to acknowledge the fraying of that fabric. Obviously, if you don't have enforced segregation, people were going to become more individualistic, a lot of pressure on everybody to not forget where you came from, to not forget those who've been left behind. But here's a poll, all of a sudden, in which you get almost 4 out of 10 African Americans saying, you know what, we're not even one race anymore, that class, as you put it, Farai, but what the people in the poll identified as values is separating us into at least two races.
What do you mean by two races?
Well, what the people who were surveyed in this poll, and I must mention to you, the poll was done in association between Pew and NPR, and it has a very large sample of Black people. Usually polls that we see in the newspapers have such a small percentage of African Americans and Hispanics that you really can't come to any conclusion about attitudes in those communities. But here's a very large sample. And what you hear from the people in the surveys is that they're talking about values, that values are things like your appreciation for family, for education, for hard work. And time and again, they say there are those who don't believe in strong families, hard work, education, and those who do. And the people who believe in those things are the ones that are getting ahead. And I might add, Farai, that it's telling that the people who are most likely to say that African Americans are not two races are those at the lower end of the economic and educational scale.
It sounds a little bit like Chris Rock's very controversial joke that there's a difference between Black people and N-words. Is there a sharp edge to this that could be exclusionary or even wishful thinking?
Well, you know, actually not, because remember, the Chris Rock skit comes from the mouth of someone who's talking as an aggrieved middle-class Black person talking about opening comedy clubs or nightclubs, and then those people come and mess everything up, and they're shooting, and there's crime, and you can't have a good time. That's what Chris Rock's thing is about. But here in this poll, as I said to you a moment ago, what you're hearing is lower-income people are the ones who are talking and saying, you know, middle-income people want to say, oh, yeah, we're still one race, everything's cool, and we identify with you, but we know the truth, and here's our truth. And when you come to the middle-income people in the poll, it's only when it comes to do you see a trend in the direction of a divide over values that then you start to see large numbers of middle-class Black people say, yeah, we see the trend coming, but they don't want to acknowledge that the trend or that the split exists right now. The lower-income folks are the ones who are saying that.
How much is this survey split by generation? Is there a distinct, you bring up socioeconomics, but are generational differences present?
They are. It's interesting that if you get to older, the older generation is reluctant to acknowledge the split. It's younger people. Again, so it's younger people, less educated people, poorer people who are most open to acknowledging to public discussion of the existence of the split. Now, it's also the case, though, that if you then get into the values argument, remember I was talking to you about the middle-class Black people will say they see a trend towards the split, even if they don't acknowledge its immediacy. Then you get to the older folks, and the older folks say, yeah, you know what, we see these young people, and they don't want to work, they don't have family values, they have all these babies out of wedlock. So that's when you hear the kind of cranky voice of the older generation come into play.
Cosby-esque.
Exactly.
So what do you do with this information when you have information like this?
Well, for me as a journalist, you know, and for you, I think that what it is telling about the state of Black America And I think people are crying out in some ways and saying, you know, things are changing so fast and we need to really get involved, and especially so in the values argument. So I think that we're previously people, you mentioned Cosby, people would say of Cosby, you're airing dirty laundry and you're talking about this stuff in front of white people. And now I think there's a real sense of compelling urgency to say, you know what, we need to deal with what's going on inside the community with regard to family breakdown. We need to deal with what's going on inside the community with regard to messages that get young people to drop out of school. Right now, 50% plus of young black and Hispanic Americans are dropping out of high school. And that's what people are pointing at, saying, you know, it's splitting the race and splitting us in terms of our identity. We no longer share an identity. We may share a skin color, but we don't share identity with people who have education, who have strong families, who have a sense of investing in the future.
Juan, thanks so much.
Farai, my pleasure.
That was NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.